You've made some impression on the breaker, and again the machine backs for a fair start, and then another plunge and shock and twilight, and so from deep cut to deep cut, as if the season had packed all his winter clothes upon the track, until the stalled trains are reached and passed, and then with alternate storm and calm and halt and shock, till the way is cleared to Erie. It is Sunday afternoon, and Erie, Mad Anthony Wayne's old headquarters, has donned its Sunday clothes and turned out by hundreds to see the great plow come in, its first voyage over the line. The locomotives set up a crazy scream, and you draw slowly into the depot. The door opened at last, you clamber down and gaze up at the uneasy house in which you have been living. It looks as if an avalanche had tumbled down upon it, white as an alpine shoulder. Your first thought is gratitude that you have made a landing alive. Your second, a resolution that if again you ride a hammer, it will not be when three engines have hold of the handle.